This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, February 19th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. USDA Chief Economist Justin Benavides says the USDA anticipates a slightly easier 2026 for U.S. ag producers. Prices for major commodities nudging higher in input and labor costs, moderating slightly. Today at the 102nd USDA Outlook Forum, Benavides said, quote, for the first time in several years, the cost of production is beginning to moderate. Once adjusted for inflation, the total cost of seed, fertilizer, and chemicals set to fall 0.9%. Benavides said producers will likely spend a similar amount on labor in the coming year as they did last year. Labor costs account for nearly half of specialty crop growers' expense. A slight decrease would help those operations. In the meantime, some commodity prices are set to rise modestly. USDA anticipating corn, soy, and wheat all set to rise 10 cents a bushel. Cotton, in the meantime, increasing 3 cents a pound. Federal support also set to grow this year, reaching $44 billion. Farmers still receiving distribution from the $10 billion allocated under the American Relief Act, $12 billion forthcoming from the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, and increased safety net payments under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed last summer. Benavides said the question becomes, do we continue this ongoing ad hoc support? While he didn't weigh in on the question, he warned that if additional federal support were to end, the U.S. would lose additional farms, losses particularly acute in some regions. The USDA pegged corn acres for the coming year at 94 million. That's a 4.8 million acre decline from last year. Yield, 183 bushels an acre at a crop at 15.75 billion bushels. That's compared to the record last year of just over 17 billion. That puts ending stocks at 1.83 billion bushels for this year, last year's 2.12 billion. The USDA's Outlook Forum released had soybean acres rising to 85 million, up from 81.2 million last year. The yield forecast unchanged, 53 bushels an acre. That results in a crop at 4.45 billion bushels, last year's crop at 4.26 billion. Ending stocks left virtually unchanged, 355 million bushels. Now, the USDA had only minimal changes for U.S. wheat acreage and ending stocks, acres at 45 million versus 45.3, and ending stocks close to unchanged at 933 million bushels. Well, a bipartisan coalition has begun in Washington to focus on soils and soil health. Congressman Jim Costa of California and Congressman Brad Finstead announcing the launch of the Congressional Soils Caucus for the 119th Congress. Costa said, healthy soil is the foundation upon which productive agriculture and resilient landscapes depend. I'm proud to join Minnesota Congressman Finstead in launching the bipartisan Congressional Soils Caucus to elevate soil health science, support voluntary conservation, and invest in practices that strengthen our food systems while still safeguarding the environment for the next generation. Finstead said, quote, the soil under our feet is our nation's most valuable resource. I look forward to working with my colleagues to advance policies that strengthen farmers' ability to maximize yields, reduce input costs, and protect their land, ensuring they can pass their greatest asset down to the next generation. The goals of the caucus include supporting farmer-led, locally driven conservation, emphasizing voluntary, science-based practices tailored to regional soils and cropping systems. Now, the group's first event is set for next Wednesday, the 25th, from 4 to 6, with a Capitol Hill briefing. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Don't let the farm worker shortage eat away at food affordability. Congress must deliver a solution that works for all of agriculture. Go to FB.org, click on the Issues tab, and look for labor, ag labor reform. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.